Yeah, but as I said, when did we start getting these perceptions that constitute our subconscious experiences? And the answer is, we started in utero. That as we were developing, as a group of cells forming the fetus started responding to environmental information as any living organism does. Every cell responds to the environment. Every community of cells responds to the environment. So the fetus is responding to the environment. But then you might ask, well, what environment does the fetus respond to? Of course, the mother's environment, because it's in utero. It's encased in a placenta inside the mother. And so the fetus doesn't have a direct access to the external world, the environment of the outside, to know what's going on. And yet nature deemed the environment very relevant in controlling genes and behavior. So in that regard, it's very interesting that nature provides information of that environment to the developing fetus for a simple reason. The fetus, having information of the environment that the mother experiences, can adjust its biology, its behavior, and its genes to fit the environment that the mother experiences. And the reason why this is necessary is because when that baby is born, it's going to live in the same environment that the mother experiences. So in the process, the baby is picking up information about the environment via the mother. Now, how this occurs is the placenta. Well, conventional OBGYNs consider the role of the mother in the development of the child as nothing more than the person who nourishes the fetus, and that's why they really restrict their information about a mother's contribution to her developing child to questions of, well, are you eating well? Are you taking vitamins and minerals? Are you exercising? All these questions are really just asking, are you providing the proper nutrition to this fetus? And the reason why the questions are so limited to the nutrition is that the conventional belief of modern science is genetic determinism, as I mentioned before. And since the fetus is a conceptus comprised of the genes of the mother and the father, we all have felt that the genes control development. And as a result, the role of the mother is really nothing more than to provide the nutrition. All the rest of it would be genetically determined. But as we're beginning to find out, that belief system is totally flawed. That the genes, in fact, are really responsive to the environmental situations. That now then we understand that, then we go back to the mother's situation and we say, is the mother just providing nutrition? Well, that question could be easily answered by asking this question. Is nutrition the only thing that's carried in the mother's blood? And the answer, of course, is no. In the mother's blood are chemicals that relate to emotion. In the mother's blood are molecules that relate to control and regulation, the hormones. And why is this relevant? Because at the placenta, yes, nutrition is passed from the mother's blood to the fetus. But we also now recognize at the same time, so is information. The chemicals of emotion are passed. The hormones regulating physiology are passed through the placenta and affect the child as well. And it's interesting because they have the same targets in the fetus as these chemicals have in the mother. So if the mother is feeling anger, the emotional chemistry of anger crosses the placenta, so does the child feel anger. If the mother is feeling apprehensive, the child is feeling apprehensive. And all of a sudden, we start to find there's a direct connection between the mother's experiences or perceptions of her world and the experiences and perceptions that are downloaded into the fetus. Again, this becomes very important in changing the status of the fetus, this pre-knowledge of the world before the fetus enters the real world. I refer to this as the mother, in this case, as being nature's Head Start program, because it's giving information about the environment to the fetus. The mother is not alone in this process by any means. The father forms a dynamic duo because it is actually the relationship between the mother and the father. That information is really what's shared with the fetus. So if the father messes up, that changes the mother's perceptions and her emotions and attitudes, which then impacts the child. So we should be very aware of this, that we started to get a lot of information about the environment even before we were born. Many of us started to get downloads of information that we weren't even wanted, for example. If the child was derived from a pregnancy that was not expected or planned, and the parents feel, oh my goodness, how can we support this child? Already the child, through the emotions of the mother and the chemistry of her physiology, is already gathering that information as well. We are not born a blank slate. We are already born with programs established for us. That, for example, a father can talk through the abdominal wall of a mother carrying a fetus. And as a fetus starts to hear the father, if the father repeats this pattern, then when the baby is born And the father opens his mouth. As soon as the father said a word, the baby knows exactly which one the father is. It already downloaded that information. People even play music to a developing fetus and recognize that when the baby is born, it will respond to the specific music that was played at that time. So the interesting thing is this, that the mother's perception of the environment influences the development and behavior of the fetus even before it's born. In fact, it can profoundly change the physiological character of the fetus for this reason. Consider the possibility that the mother is under stress, and then realize that the stress hormones that are going through the mother's biology and affecting her physiology cross the placenta and have the same impact on the child. And when we take that into consideration, remember the fact that was also stated, that blood carries nourishment, that in the development of a fetus, the more blood a tissue gets, the more it will develop. It's directly proportional. So now let's take the scenario that a woman is carrying a child and she lives in a stressful environment. And what do we find? Well, number one, the stress hormones cause her visceral blood vessels to constrict and force the blood to the periphery. Number two, we find that the blood vessels in the forebrain of her central nervous system, these blood vessels constrict and push the blood to the hindbrain to activate reflex behavior. Now let's put ourselves in the place of a fetus inside of this woman. Crossing the placenta are the same stress hormones. And in this fetus now, the blood is also being directed to the same places as they were in the mother. So in the developing fetus, the blood is now preferentially running to the arms and legs. Yeah, but the more blood the arms and legs have, the bigger they get. So all of a sudden, this fetus starts to get a larger physical body. In addition, the blood flow in the brain is not equally distributed. The blood flow is restricted in the forebrain and enhanced in the hindbrain, which means in this developing fetus, the hindbrain is getting bigger and bigger. But at what expense? The answer is the forebrain is not growing as well. And the difference between the two brains is hindbrain's reflective, forebrain is consciousness and executive logic. And what that really represents is, what is the consequence on this fetus whose mother is experiencing a stressful world? And the answer is, when this fetus is born, it's going to have an extra large body in regard to arms and legs. Its visceral organs are not going to be as fully developed as they should be. Its hindbrain is going to have tremendous reflex capabilities to operate that large body. But its forebrain is going to be significantly smaller. In fact, it is found that up to 52% of a child's intelligence based on the development of its forebrain is a variable based on the conditions that occur in prenatal developmental periods. And so all of a sudden, you start to see that the mother's attitudes can profoundly change the physiology and biology of her child, as well as any pattern that is repeated will be learned by the system. So as the baby is born, it's already templated with emotions and physical characters derived from the mother's response to the environment. This is a very key, important fact, for it says this: parents act as genetic engineers. The child is not determined by the genes it's received. It is greatly influenced by the environment in which it develops, because perception applies to the fetus as much as it applies to the mother. So all of a sudden, we start to recognize that we start getting perceptions even before we're born, that even some of our behavior is profoundly affected by this. It's now even recognized that even the stresses of the birthing process are downloaded into the subconscious memory, and that throughout life, patterns of the stressful birthing process can repeat themselves in the adult life, interfering with our lives 40 years down the road. So all of a sudden, we now recognize this. The fetus is in a continuous state of learning from midway pregnant through pregnancy and onwards. We used to think that the fetal brain really wasn't downloading any information until just near birth, and then there was a tremendous spurt of activity and the brain starts to develop from birth on. We now know that this is totally incorrect. We now recognize that midway through pregnancy on, the nervous system is actually beginning to download perceptions of the world that we live in.